You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. My landlord ripped me off. How do I know whether to fight it or just let it go? Let's get into it.
I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
Also joined by the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
Woo!
We are answering a question that came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com. That's where you are welcome to write in your questions. This week's question says, my landlord ripped me off. How do I know whether to fight it or let it go? And Glenn, where do we start off?
Well, I think for me, there's nothing that gets me as upset as feeling powerless about something.
Yeah.
Because when you feel powerless, it's kind of like you don't know where to go with that. Like, it's got no outlet in a way. And it seems to be saying something about me personally. Mm-hmm. You know, when someone's taking advantage in a way where I feel powerless to respond, it's like a condemnation of me of, you don't have the wherewithal to do anything about this, and I get to do whatever I want. And I think once that gets into our brain, just nothing good is going to come out of that. So we have to figure out a different way of conceiving of the problem.
Yeah, sometimes that's how you end up yelling at a totally random parking lot attendant. They can't tell you what to do, to pull an example, you know, just out of the air, just for something that might have happened to someone at some point. And Jed, I think Glenn makes a really good point there, that not only does that feeling of powerlessness, it just sucks. It's a bad thing to go through. But that can be compounded, because that can make us make some really dumb decisions to try to address that feeling as opposed to address the situation.
No doubt about it. Well, dude, we're sorry for your situation. All of us on the show have been ripped off by bad landlords. We're unfortunately pretty familiar with that. It's super frustrating, and it's an awful feeling. Glenn's right. There's few things that feel worse than feeling powerless. And there's that sense of, I want to fight back. I want to right this wrong. I want to do the deal. But there's probably nothing I can do, and that's just awful. I think, to me, the thing where people tend to go one of two places with this, they either tend to go to a sense of despair of, it'll always be just like this, it doesn't matter if I try and get ahead in life, somebody's going to come along and rip me off, so it's just, I'm doomed. Which is not true, but it can certainly feel that way. The other thing that we can pretty easily get into, and this is, you know, very American thing, is this belief of, you know, if I get angry enough, I might turn into the Incredible Hulk, and then I would have superpowers
right. That
would let me right this wrong. I could fix this injustice through the miracle of my indignant rage. And true confessions, I have been the guy that's lost his temper with people in a customer service department. It's never once worked out.
Right.
It's never once where they've been like, well, you know, sir, before we were not going to honor your claim, but now that we see how angry you are, we will certainly be happy to fix this post haste. You know, that belief that somehow, you know, rage gives us superpowers, which we want to be clear is really common in our culture. I mean, we don't say that in those words very often, but as a culture, we really believe that really, really strongly. I think that can lead us to making some dumb decisions and going down some alleys that aren't going to lead anywhere. I think we owe it to ourselves to really look and ask, is the message that the despair gives us true? And is the message that the rage gives us true? And if they're not, what else is there?
That's what we'll look at when we come back right here on The Bridge Live.
You wish you degrees that get worse by degrees. So you steal from the poor as you please. Take the rights and the justice they need. You make unjust laws, and the widow you crush with your jaws. And the orphans you prosecute all, robbing from those with nothing at all.
The right gun, hey, who will help you?
The Bridge Loud.
We're back to you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Fueled by Rage.
Yeah.
The new record from, well, I'm going to bet that if you just went through, you know, a search, there's probably a couple hundred rock albums called that.
Yeah.
And probably a couple of them are pretty good. We're continuing to answer a question that comes into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, my landlord ripped me off. How do I know whether to fight it or let it go? And when we close with this segment with Jed, making a really good point about how it makes sense that the desire is to fight it.
Yeah.
Because that's just, you feel you've been wronged. You, as you put it, you feel powerless. You want to exert your power on this situation. But that kind of desire to just punch housing inequality, I guess,
right,
can lead to a loss of proportion when we're looking at what is this really worth, right?
Absolutely. The best marriage advice I ever got was from my father, who said, the thing you need to have in your mind on every argument that you're going to have in this marriage is this the hill I want to die on? And
good advice made for an awkward toast.
Yeah, right. But that's the thing is, when you're in a marriage and when you're in a relationship with a landlord or a boss or any kind of dynamic, you have this sense of there's a lot of things that aren't quite fair, that aren't really okay. And you have to count the cost of what is this going to cost me in order to fight this thing? What is it worth it? And I think we don't do that often when we're angry. We just say, I can't afford to let this person think they can get away with this kind of a thought. But it's also important for us to recognize that choosing my battles is me taking power over that situation and not letting the other person dictate what happens.
I think that is a really, really good point. And Jed, I think, if you've never thought about it this way, you're talking about the kind of the cultural idea of kind of, if I get indignantly raging enough, this will have to take care of itself. This idea of putting, in this case, a dollar value on this very literally can feel weird because you can't put a price on justice.
Sure.
I feel that there's been injustice, but when it's your money, maybe you should.
Maybe you should. Well, you know, we don't know the details of your situation, but let's create a scenario for a second. This certainly happened to me. Suppose they charged you $100 as a late payment fee. You say, my payment wasn't late, but they decided it was, and it's $100 and whatnot. Okay, it's uncool. It's wrong. How much work is it going to take for you to get that $100 back? Is that one phone call? Is that 25 phone calls? Is that 40 hours of your life over the next 3 weeks where it's office visits and phone calls and you got to talk to this guy, but then you got to talk to this other guy? At a certain point, how much time are you wasting in order to get that $100 back? That proportion thing is so critical. And when our pride feels like it's been wounded, we can lose sight of that. We're not in any way telling you to roll over and take it at all. To the contrary, if somebody's ripped you off, it's definitely worth a phone call to say, this is not right. I did not submit a late payment. What are you guys talking about? But at a certain point, when it becomes clear, no, this is the next 40 hours of my life if I want to get this resolved, then there is that sense of saying, this is just not worth that money to me. The question we need to ask is, in a big picture sense, what else can we do?
Absolutely right. So we'll look out when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Rhythm wave, you're not good.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Ever since you mentioned the idea of putting a price on justice, I just am picturing a superhero, but he charges his people to have, for his help.
Oh, yeah.
Like, sure. Sends them a bill.
He's got like a little square reader on his phone.
Yeah.
Well, I pulled Timmy out of that well. $300, please.
Yeah.
Also joining us, producer of the show, the man who puts music together, Jed Brewer.
You steal it twice the price.
Capitalism, man's a terrible superhero.
That's right.
We're carrying this question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, my landlord ripped me off. How do I know whether to fight it or let it go? And Glenn, that last segment, Jed closed out with the very good idea of looking at proportion. As you put it, counting the cost. Is this worth it? Now, we will put this disclaimer over everything we say on the show. None of us are lawyers. I personally barely graduated undergrad. Super not a lawyer.
Right.
But we have worked with legal aid clinics, and we'd love to hook you up with that if you want to email us, bridgeloud@gmail.com, if you want to know some resources in your area. But we've worked this kind of stuff, working in the inner city and that kind of stuff. So if someone were to talk to someone who's an expert in this, what are the kind of what's the kind of advice they might get?
Well, yeah, I think ultimately there's a question of who's right and who's wrong. But there's also a question of whose side is the law on and what is really possible here. Mm-hmm. You know, what can we reasonably expect to come out of this situation? It's a great idea to be able to source that information and make an informed decision rather than going off of this emotion that's building up inside of you. It's when you get that sense of you are working the situation, making decisions with a calm head, and you're looking at doing what is the best for your situation, your end of this, you're going to have a much better and peaceful life on the other side of that.
That's absolutely right. And Jed, again, we are not lawyers. Say it again. Can't say it enough. My parents are very aware of the fact that I'm not a lawyer.
Yes.
They're not fine with it. But again, as you pointed out earlier, we've all dealt with a version of this. Mm-hmm. And we can probably say that what you might hear from a lawyer, legal aid clinic, is you signed the thing that said you will pay whatever move-out fees this landlord puts out. The law is almost 100% on their side. So the question might become, where do we go from there? Because we're in a moment where it feels like, well, that's just evil has won. There's nothing I can do. That kind of enhances that powerless feeling we've been talking about.
Yeah.
So where do we go from there that's positive?
It's a great question. I think the thing we need to embrace is, yes, we've probably lost this battle. That doesn't mean we need to lose the war, though. Here's how this plays out. If you live in a pretty crappy building with a pretty crappy landlord, they're going to keep doing stuff like this. That's their business model. Their business model is to cheat people out of money. That's what they do. The thing for you is you can decide in a longer term, bigger picture sense to move to a better place in your life. That might mean working on some education stuff so you can get a better job, getting a better job that has some better pay, getting some better pay so that you can get into a different and better apartment that has a less sketchy landlord. If you do that, in the big picture sense, you've transcended this problem. You have moved past it. You have solved it. I think the thing that we want to say to you is you can do it. One of the things about that powerlessness is it says to you it's always going to be just like this. It doesn't matter which is. I mean, people just trying to rip you off left, right, and center of the restaurant. That's not true. You can work towards a better life. You can get into a better place that's more secure. We want that for you. We believe God wants that for you.
Absolutely. We'll be right back here on the Bridge Lab.
I've got a friend.
She's not like that. She's paper thin, but this. Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
This might shock you guys, but capitalism man has been dodging his taxes for a long
time. What?
Yeah.
IRS is the supervillain.
Yes.
Also joining us for the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
His superpower is the invisible hand of the market.
Yeah. That's what he attacks you.
Yeah.
That's what he calls punching you right in the face.
Yes.
And then charging you for it. We're here to answer a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, my landlord ripped me off. How do I know whether to fight it or let it go? And I think we've come up with, some very good advice about setting boundaries, about knowing what you can do. One might say we've created a pasta dish of wisdom, but it might be missing a little something. And that might be the secret sauce.
The secret sauce!
So, Glenn, as we've mentioned before, our day job is working with people who go through this exact situation, living in bad neighborhoods or trying to get their lives together. There are a number of factors in their life that might lead to someone trying to take advantage of them in this way. And how do you help them get past that feeling of helplessness and move towards something better?
Well, there's a word here that we're all working around because none of us like it, and that word is forgiveness.
Don't Ooh. Much care for it, Glenn.
Yeah. There comes a point where if we're going to have to let this go, we have to go all the way to a point of forgiveness. That's a very advanced thing. We're not going to start there for sure. We have to work through a lot of layers before we get down to forgiveness. But when we do find ourselves eventually at that point where we are forgiving this person, letting that go, it's important to recognize that that's not letting them get away with it. That's about letting God deal with that situation. And God gives us forgiveness and we forgive other people. But if those people are out there in the world doing other things, it's about handing that over to God and saying, okay, I'm going to let go. I'm going to let God. I'm going to let God deal with this situation. I'm going to move forward. Now, that whole process takes time. It takes time to get to the forgiveness, and it takes time for people's karma to catch up with them. But ultimately, it's about getting that peace of not carrying this anger around all the time.
I think that's a great point. It's a little understood thing about forgiveness is exactly as Glenn is pointing out. Forgiving someone is not saying what you did is not wrong. If it wasn't wrong, there'd be nothing to forgive. That implies that. We, as people who believe in Jesus, as people who are walking this Christian thing out, we think that forgiveness is, as Jack was saying, taking that anger and taking that out of the equation by letting God deal with that. Because the anger is not helping you get into a better place. It's not helping you get your money back. It's just tying your stomach in a knot and making your life worse. It's not what God wants for you. It's not what we want for you. We'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.